How we get and use energy is changing fast in the West, and a debate is heating up about the best way to cut costs and pollution as part of the transformation. KUER's Judy Fase has the story.
Jennifer Gardner is a staff attorney with Western Resource Advocates. It's an environmental group that backs the idea of updating the power grid in the West to give utilities more flexibility to tap into the lowest cost energy sources, almost minute by minute. Gardner says Utah's almost certain to benefit.
We realize that this is a huge opportunity for renewables, not only in Utah, but throughout the Western U.S. And I really believe that as the cost of renewable energy keeps coming down, this will also be seen in our rates.
California's invited utilities across the West to join this expanded grid. PacifiCorp, which operates in Utah and five other states, has been experimenting with the concept. Spokesman Paul Murphy says flexibility allows Wyoming wind and California solar to play a bigger role in the day-to-day energy mix, and ratepayers will reap the rewards.
It's been a win as far as saving money and as far as increasing the use of renewable energy.
Murphy says one study estimated savings up to $9 billion over two decades across the West. But critics include environmental groups, consumer advocates, and even Utah Governor Gary Herbert. He's told California Governor Jerry Brown in a letter that Utah must have a voice in how any new grid operates. And other states share that concern as they weigh the costs and benefits of altering energy networks. The practical implications are being discussed not just in Utah and California, but throughout the West, in what's expected to be a long and contentious debate. Judy Fase, KUER News.